Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We started discussing Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 1, Arjuna Vishada Yoga, Arjuna's grief. And as we have discussed before, that this is part of Mahabharata. The story of Mahabharata is well known to all of us. But what is important here is that this is a dialogue between a great master, Krishna. In our tradition, there are dialogues between the great teachers and students. In that case, the master is already a realized person, Ignani, who has gone through this exercise of gaining this knowledge, and he is well versed in the knowledge. But the student is also generally a great seeker who has already made himself worthy of learning this knowledge, this transcendental knowledge about who I am, what this world is all about, and is that someone who controls both of us, I and the world, someone with a control over me. So Upanishads do talk about this, but at a very high level, where the student and the teacher both are worthy of this discussion. Here the discussion takes place between a great master, a Yogeshwara, the Lord of Yoga, and a common man, Arjuna. Arjuna is a common man, even a prince is a common man, just as the President of the United States, he's a special person, but as soon as he leaves, he's a common man like you and I, at least from the law's perspective. So Arjuna, even though a great prince and privileged person, but was a common man, he's riddled with as many desires as we have. He has aspirations in life as we have. And he has the same complaint as we have, that this world is unjust. And I need to figure out how to get justice for myself. So this dialogue takes place between Krishna and Arjuna, both at a very different level. But the dialogue does not remain just limited to what you should do, Arjuna, in this situation. See, typically what we are looking for is just a solution to my problems. You know, as long as they give me a solution to my problem, I'll be fine. Well, this getting the solution to problem puts us into trouble because that's only temporary. You know, like that famous saying that gave somebody a fish, you can feed him for a day, teach him how to fish, you'll feed him for life. Krishna is not giving Arjuna just a solution for his problem now. He gives him solution which is transcendental, which enables him to overcome all the problems in life. So this dialogue is between a great master and a common man, how to overcome all the problems of your life once for all in a manner that no problem will ever be able to upset you. The war was imminent. Arjuna, Pandavas, and Krishna exhausted all the means of peaceful settlement. They came back from their exilement as per the condition of the dice game that Yudhishthira lost. They were in forest for 12 years, one in hiding without getting caught. So now, as per Dhritarashtra's promise, they should walk back into their kingdom of Indraprastha, just as they have left. Duryodhan was supposed to be just a caretaker while they were gone. But Duryodhan became too comfortable in that unlimited power without any competition. He didn't want to give it back. So now he's going back on his father's words. See, the contrast we are seeing is for the mother's word, this Pandavas marry that Draupadi, all five of them, because mother just said, even in her ignorance about what they're talking about, that go share among yourselves. But it's mother's words. We cannot disobey them. Hear Dhritarashtra's words, that when you come back, Yudhishthir, kingdom is yours. You just walk into the kingdom. Just as you left, will be just the caretaker. But Duryodhana has no value for that. So he said, I'm not giving even a land worth of a needle's point. Because Krishna, as the mediator, offered all possibilities. Okay, give the kingdom back. Well, that's not acceptable. Okay, half the kingdom back. Not acceptable. Just give the 5 villages for the 5 brothers. Not acceptable. Just give 5 palaces or places for them to live. Not acceptable. So war was imminent. So now the 2 armies are facing each other. And as usual, obviously the 2 commanders or the generals from both sides, they want to gauge the situation. Sanjaya, sitting in the palace of Dhritarashtra, can see Bhagavan Vedavyasa in his last-ditch efforts to avoid this war, comes to Dhritarashtra and tells him that, look, this is a mistake. You need to see what's happening. And therefore, I will give you this vision so that you can realize how colossal mistake you are making in allowing this war to happen. But Dhritarashtra did not want to come out of his ignorance, come out of the darkness of his ignorance, that somehow my son Duryodhana should get this kingdom. He was a pious king. In spite of him being blind, he was a very capable king. He has raised Pandu's sons just as his own sons. But one weakness, Duryodhana was too dear to him. See, this is where the fall comes, even for the great people. One little weakness, and it brings him down, just because he cannot displease Duryodhana. So whatever Duryodhana did, he has to approve it. Duryodhana decided to fight this war. Therefore, Dhritarashtra does not want to come out of his ignorance. Had it been something else, Dhritarashtra would have seen that this is not right. So he said, give it to Sanjaya. This, whatever the vision you want to give it to me, give it to my assistant, Sanjaya. Now before the war, Dhritarashtra already used Sanjaya to see whether he can break Arjuna down. Give him the same message. That, look, what are you doing this war? You're my son. Why are you fighting against your own cousin? But that did not work. So now the Sanjaya has this vision given to him. So he becomes the world's first war correspondent to report what's going on the battlefield. So now they're sitting in the palace, Dhritarashtra and Sanjaya. 2 armies are facing each other. The first person to get really uncomfortable and impatient is Dhritarashtra. He wants to know, because in his heart somewhere, he knows this is a mistake. And he wants to find out who has started the war. Because even when the 2 armies face to each other, the war is not declared yet. Somebody has to declare the war. It's like, you know, we put these armies on each other's border and say, well, Russia is amassing army on the southern border of Crimea or whatever. Because it's still just a preparation. It's not the war. So war has not been declared yet. And he wants to know what's going on. So the first verse in Bhagavad Gita is Dhritarashtra Vacha. Someone who is feeling guilty, also someone who is so anxious about how this will come out, wants to know first. First time you left India to USA, who is the first one to be very anxious? Your mother. Bhai, tu pahunchi gaya? Because she is very attached to you. She wants to know that everything went fine. So Dhritarashtra is too attached to Duryodhana. So he's the most anxious to find out what's going on. So the first verse and only verse attributed to Dhritarashtra in Bhagavad Gita is Dharma Kshetre Kurukshetre Mamakaha Pandavaschaiva Kimakurvata Sanjaya. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is also Dharma Kshetra, this is the land of Kurus. The king Kuru, who is the ancestor of both the Pandavas and Kauravas, was the great king who established this kingdom. Therefore, it's called Kurukshetra. the land of Kuru. Kuru was also a very pious king and did everything by dharma. And therefore, the field of his action was considered dharmakshetra. And this is expected of his descendants, that their field of action will be dharmakshetra, that they will not deviate from the dharma. Dhritarashtra, feeling that he has fulfilled that promise, that he followed dharma, at least from his perspective, he calls this dharmakshetra. In the battlefield of Kurukshetra, which is dharmakshetra, these two people are facing each other, ready to fight, ready to kill each other. Samaveta yuyutsavaha mamakaha pandavascheva. Mine and Pandavas. First thing he says, mine. This is what we all do. The first idea is I and mine. Every thought generated in my mind starts with I. Everything is related to me. Every thought I have, if I analyze, I am in the center of that and everything is just relating to it. What's happening to me? What am I doing? What others are doing? All the thoughts, even though they are distant from me, eventually relates to me only. So it starts with mamakaha, my people, my sons, my thoughts. Pandavascheva and Pandu's sons. And Swamiji comments here, they both were Kauravas, they are Kuru's descendants, but only Dhritarashtra's sons were called Kauravas all throughout the Bhagavad Gita. Pandu's sons were called Pandavas, because Pandu set even the higher example than Kuru, that he gave up his kingdom and left to do the penance for his mistake. He killed a Brahmin by error. So Pandavascheva, so they are more recognized by Pandu and his sacrifice than Kuru and his lineage. So Mamakaha, mine and Pandu's, Pandava, what are they doing, O Sanjaya? That is the curiosity. And we can read volumes into his questions, but we know that he is impatient to know because he is not sure about the actions. Anytime you are absolutely certain, you are not really anxious about the results. I can tell you from my own life, you know, I have done several ventures in my life, but the ventures which have succeeded, I was never anxious about. Starting my own office, I was never anxious. It just happened. Everything else I did and failed, I was always anxious, because I wasn't sure whether this is right for me or not. But because it seems right from others' perspective, I want to do it. So I was very anxious. But when it comes to something which falls into place without any efforts, you know, I was listening to something which Meena puts this television in the morning while I'm still getting ready. So I overhear this Mahatmas talking on TV. And one of them said that sun doesn't have to struggle to shine. Wind doesn't have to struggle to flow. River doesn't have to struggle. Then why do we have to struggle? Because we are going against our dharma. They are all in accordance with their dharma. So therefore they are not struggling. So Dhritarashtra knows he is against his dharma and therefore is very impatient. He wants to know, Sanjay, tell me what's happening. And the rest of the Bhagavad Gita is Sanjay's narration. We are actually hearing through Sanjaya. Even though he says Arjuna vacha, Bhagavan vacha, he's just saying Bhagavan said, Arjuna said, but I am telling you. So you're only hearing hearsay. You're not hearing from Krishna himself, neither are you hearing from Arjuna himself. You're hearing from Sanjaya. This is Sanjaya's viewpoint, what's happening in this battlefield and what happened afterwards in the dialogue. A third party perspective you'll have. So the first thing he said is, in response to Dhritarashtra's question, what's happening? Drashtvatu pandavanikam vyudam duryodhanastada acharyam upasangamya raja vachanam abravit. Having seen this army of the Pandavas arranged in the battle formation, the king Duryodhana went to the acharya, the Drona, and said thus, this is what he said. Obviously, as Swamiji says, Vyasa was a great poet and a great thinker. So every word he puts has a meaning in his poetry. So he used the word king here, Raja Vachanam Abravit. He didn't say Prince Duryodhan or your son, Raja. Showing the attitude of Duryodhan. That now he feels that he is in charge and he acts as a Raja. He's not a king. He's not the king of Hastinapur yet. But he has been always acting like one. Because father Dhritarashtra was blind, obviously relies on his son, and he is doing all these scheming and conniving things as the person in power. So now in the battlefield, he acts as a king going to Drona. He runs to Drona because he knows the mastery of Drona and his strength. When you are fearful, obviously go to someone you feel more comfortable. Children hide behind their parents because they think their parents are Superman and Superwoman. So was Drona and Bhishma. As in the Gita Mahatmya or Dhyanam we have seen, they both are like the banks of this river of battle. They hold this thing together. And they all learn from Drona, so he goes to Drona. But not with humility of a student, that I am a student and I'm coming to you to get your advice. No, I'm coming to you, the Raja. You're my employee and make sure that you use all your strength. So he goes to Drona with that vanity that he's in charge and he's in power. Person feels sometimes more strong and powerful when he's most insecure. Therefore, in most mental diseases, the person becomes violent. And why is that? Because he feels most insecure about the instability of his grasping of the reality. So he becomes more powerful. That Hulk type of transformation takes place in a person when he's completely insecure and fearful. And therefore, they say that a mother, when she protects her child, she has superhuman strength. So here he is fearful, and therefore he feels very strong as a Raja. And he says, Pasetam Panduputranam Acharyam Mahatim Chamum Vyudham Drupadaputrena Tavashishena Dhimata. Here the operative word is Tavashishena Dhimata. Your disciple, your wise disciple Drupada's son is commanding this army of Pandavas. You know. So look at that, you know, this strong army of Panduputranam Mahatim Chamum, the strong army of Pandus, is now controlled by your disciple. In other words, don't be under misunderstanding. You have taught all that you know to him. He is as good as you are. All your students are great warriors. So you are facing your own students. So there is nothing, no secret. They know everything you know. So be careful. Look at this. So now he's continuing to make sure that Drona has paid attention, that he is not slacking and not taking it easy. Because he knows in his heart that Arjuna was Drona's favorite student. His heart is with Arjuna. Drona has already showed his partiality to Arjuna when he met the Ekalavya. He took away his thumb. To protect Arjuna's greatness, he realized this is a potential competition. He took away his strength. Duryodhan remembers all of that. That Drona cannot be completely trusted. He has this soft corner for Arjuna. Therefore, so make sure that you are paying attention what you are facing. Atrasura Maheshwasa Bhima Arjuna Sama Yudhihi. Who are you facing? The great warriors like Bhima and Arjuna, both your students. You know their strength. And you know who Arjuna is and Bhima is. Yuyudhana Viratascha Drupadascha Maharataha. Then obviously he describes other people are there. Yuyudhana. Yuyudhana is Krishna's charioteer. Krishna doesn't need charioteer anymore since he himself is a charioteer. So this guy is obviously unemployed. So he said, well, I'll join you. Rest of the army went to Duryodhana. But Krishna and his chariot and charioteer on this side. So he is also called Satyaki. He joins Pandavas. Virata. We know their relationship. The last year in hiding, Pandavas spent at Virata. This is called Mahabharata, the great war. It's like a world war as we call it now. every king in that Aryavart, the land of Aryans, because that was their world, were involved in this battle. It is like the Bush said last time, you know, either you're on my side or you're on the other side. There's no in between. You can't say I'm impartial. In this war, either you're on our side, Duryodhana's side, or you're on Pandava's side. So all the kings of this Aryavart had to take side. And some took side of Pandavas because they thought it was the right thing to do, plus their relationship with the Pandavas and Krishna. And others had taken side on the side of Duryodhana because of their obligations and relations and relationships. As per the niti of that time, if somebody is obliged to you, no matter how wrong he is, you're going to support him. Bhishma, knowing everything, is a grandsire, grandfather of all of them. He could not sway away from his vow that I will protect Hastinapur as long as I live. So throne of Hastinapur is with Duryodhana. So he has to be on that side. Dronacharya employed by Hastinapur, he has to. Krupacharya employed by Hastinapur, he has to fight on that side. Even though all of them have sympathy towards Pandavas, they all knew great injustice is being done to Pandavas here. So, Duryodhana Viratascha Drupadascha Maharathaha. Drupad, obviously Draupadi's father. So he obviously has to be on his daughter's side. Maharatha. Maharathi is the one who controls the army of 11,000 archers. So he is basically a captain. He's one who has this battalion he is commandering. So all these commanders are having their own battalion. Drishtaketuhu, Chekitanaha, Kasirajascha Viryavan. These are all great Maharath. So Kashiraj, Raja of Kashi, Drishtaketu, Chekitan, Purajita Kuntibhoja. Purajita Kuntibhoja are the brothers. Kuntibhoja was the one who adopted Kunti as the daughter. Kunti, I think, was the daughter of a Surasena. But Kuntibhoja is adopted. And therefore, she is called Kunti. Because Kuntibhoja's daughter. Saibhyascha Narapungavaha, they are the great people. Duryodhana is telling Drona, don't underestimate the army in front of you, even though it is small in number. But the quality of the people there, do not misjudge. He is saying that because he is seeing this and feeling insecure. You try to run a scenario in your head and say, I can't lose this thing because we have this. We go for presentation and we go through that. And people try to prop me up and say, Neil, I think we are in a good shape this time. Because see, we have the experience, then we have this and that. I said, every interview is same. So here he's trying to gauge himself what situation he has. That he thinks that he has this great army, all these people are with him. But then looking at him, let me see what their strength is. And now he's transferring that to Drona. In case if you're not paying attention, these are the great Maharathis on their side. Some of them have record of never losing any battle. So pay attention to them. Yudhamanyu cha Vikrantaha Uttamaujascha Viryavan Saubhadro Draupadeyascha Sarva Eva Maharathaha. And then Yudhamanyu, Vikrant, I guess as Swamiji says, they were the some chief of other kingdoms and tribes. Uttamauja, they are all strong kings and strong Maharathis. And also don't forget the Saubhadra, Subhadra's son Abhimanyu. And we obviously have seen in the later part of war that he did some superhuman battle, even though he died in the end. So Abhimanyu is there, and Draupadi's son. None of these people you can take very lightly, Dronacharya. So he's transferring all his insecurity onto Drona. Obviously, somebody's going to notice it.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi Shantihi Shantihi. హరిః ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం.